This is the Farm Doctor Weekly Podcast presented by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's program. Today I'm sitting amongst three ladies. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And they are with the Randolph County 4-H program. And hey, there's a fair about to go on.
There is.
So first, I'm with Julie Wilson, Randolph County Youth Extension Educator, Amy Alka, the Ag Extension Educator, and last year's Queen, 2020 Fair Queen, Whitney Jester. So, having said all that, Amy, let's start with fair dates. I mean, we're not too far off.
No, we're not. So the fair starts July 16th. That's when all of the animals will arrive, and it runs until the 22nd, which is when our auction will take place for our kiddos.
If you would, you know, last year was just a mess, you know, across the state. And how did you guys pull the fair off last year?
So there was lots of planning and replanning because COVID, we changed our plans numerous times. But with the help of my coworkers in this office and all the wonderful volunteers that we have in Randolph County and the supportive parents, I mean, everybody just kind of went with the changes as they came. We were able to have an in-person fair and get those kids the spotlight that they deserve for their hard work. So definitely was unique in 2020. I'm glad that this year's looking to be a little bit more of like a normal fair for us. So I just appreciate everybody that supported us last year.
I think maybe while we're on that subject, and before I get to the other girls here, if you would, could you go over maybe the itinerary of the fair just a little bit? I mean, I know it's not that far off, so some stuff ought to be in place.
Yep. So Friday the 16th will be when all of the livestock will arrive to our fairgrounds. So Friday is kind of just the arrival date for all of our animals and 4-H members. And then Saturday, we are up and running. We've got our exhibit hall will be open. The dog obedience show starts at 9 a.m., we have a commercial building that's full of local businesses that are going to be in there displaying what they do. Our poultry show is also on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Then we have our fashion review, and our King and Queen contest will be Saturday night at 8:30, which really cool. We have the Indiana State Fair Queen. It's coming to help MC and lead that event for us. So I'm pretty excited to have the State Fair Queen here at the Randolph County Fair. So Saturday, we have, once again, the commercial building is open every day of the fair, but we'll have our horse and pony mini show starts on Sunday, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock is our sheep show, and then 3:30 will be the boar goat show. We also are going to have a hot air balloon sponsored by Remax and Brody Tarter that anybody who's interested to go up in a hot air balloon on Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m., weather permitting, will be able to do that. So that's really a cool opportunity. On Monday, we are going to have our dairy show, our horse and pony show, and then our beef show starts at 1 o'clock on Monday. We also are going to have our Extension Homemakers have a kitchen here at the fairgrounds, and they're going to offer meals every day of the fair, but they're doing a combined pork producer dinner. So we're going to have the delicious pork chops that our pork producers will cook, and they'll do that through the Extension Homemakers stand. We also have a lot of events going on through the Antique Tractor Club, which is located right across that county road 200, I think. It's right across from the fairgrounds. They have events going on all week. I'm not 100% of their schedule, but they've got tractor pulls and horse pulls and all of that fun stuff going on over there at the Antique Tractor Club. On Tuesday is a big day. It's the swine show, which is a pretty much an all-day thing. We also have our dog agility show that starts at 6 p.m. that night. And then Wednesday, we roll into a very packed day, but we've got our dairy goat show starting at 8 a.m. We have our rabbit show at 11. We have horse and pony judging going on. We have the tractor operator contest at 1 o'clock. We have all of our mini livestock shows, which the show order for our mini livestock is beef, goats, sheep, swine, and then rabbits. That is also the same night as our 10-year member recognition, which starts at 6:30 in the show arena. We have 19 10-year members that have done it all 10 years, especially through COVID, but we're going to recognize them at 6:30 on Wednesday, and then following that at 7 p.m. will be our Supreme Showman Round Robin Contest, And then that's kind of the completion of the fair. And then Thursday we roll into our auction.
Going to have a busy week.
Yeah. And that's all just 4-H stuff mainly.
Hey girls, let's take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to get with Whitney and her last year fair queen.
The spring planting season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and roadways to travel to and from work. The Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most tractors and equipment are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this planting season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's all get home safely today.
It's that time of year when we clean out the dirty, dingy areas of our home and get rid of things we don't use anymore. So while you're doing spring cleaning, do you open up your windows to get that fresh, clean spring feeling in your home? Well, you can do the same thing with your internet. It's time to freshen up your internet with a feeling of reliability and speed. It's like having your internet give you that same refreshing feeling of lying in a hammock with a slight breeze on a beautiful spring day. Get that same feeling with your internet right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Back now with Whitney Jester, last year's 2020 Randolph County Fair Queen. Whitney, what were some of the responsibilities last year for you?
So some of the responsibilities I had last year was that I got to hand out trophies.
Yeah, do you have to do the state fair thing this year?
Yeah, so in January I'll be representing Randolph County in the Queen Contest for becoming Miss Indiana State Fair.
And then you've got some responsibilities, of course, you know, presiding maybe over this year's event that's, you know, going to be, you know, when they choose the queen this year?
Yes. So, again, Saturday on July 17th, I'll be crowning the 2021 Miss Randolph County. And
How many candidates are there, or has that been selected yet even?
For this
coming year.
Those were due. I'm not sure we've got exact numbers. I think there's roughly
We have a total of 8 candidates for king and queen.
Oh, so you have a king and queen.
Yes, we do.
Okay,
so that makes
interesting.
Us unique. We have a king and a queen.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you too, Julie, what is 4-H numbers up or down? And maybe not just local, but statewide. Do you know those things?
So I know locally. I'm not sure on the state. We have our state update in September, which we'll probably get that info. But locally, they're down a little bit. COVID was pretty hard on us, and I think the unknown. Even in March, you know, we were still having rapid numbers of COVID, and things were just not looking the best. So there are some families that just weren't sure financially, they weren't able to come back. So we've got some work ahead of us to get more promotion out there. We weren't able to get into schools until almost April or May, and at that point it's a little late in the 4-H season to like promote the 4-H program, but we were able to get back into the schools, which is our highlight of our promotion season. So we've got some work ahead of us. Numbers aren't bad. We're down maybe 10%. I haven't pulled it because we're still having kiddos come in and like, hey, can I do this or that for the building? And
well, you guys always run a great agriculture fair, and that's how I look at, you know, it's just a nice county fair here.
It
always has been. I've always admired the work that's been done here and the fair that you put on. And while we're talking about the fair, and we're going to talk about the food part of the fair now.
Absolutely.
Always a lot of people's favorite. And Amy Alka, Ag Extension Educator. You're kind of in charge of all that stuff, I understand?
I'm in charge of the community tent, and I'm super excited because it's almost full. And we so much appreciate our sponsors, who are John Peacock with Peacock Ag Solutions and Pioneer Hybrids. So we appreciate his sponsorship, and Reed Health right now is also a sponsor. So if you're wanting to sponsor the community tent, give me a call here at the office, and I'd be happy to get you signed up as a sponsor for our tent. And then all of our nonprofits groups come in, and they offer different foods. And this year, we have a long list of foods. We have walking tacos, loaded baked potatoes, wood-fired pizza, lemon shake-ups, hamburgers, pork burgers, corn on the cob, elephant's ears, which is always our favorite, and snow cones. So I've got four openings in our community tent, and if you're interested, it's $40 a day or $100 for the week. So if you're interested in participating in that, just give me a call here at the fairgrounds at 584-2271. I'll be happy to get you signed up.
Is that typically more food vendors than normal?
Yes.
That you already have?
Yes. This list, we've updated a lot of things, and we have more food in the community tent this year than I remember ever having. This is my fifth fair, and so we've got a lot of offerings, and we're super excited here in the office to go out there and get some good food.
Well, everybody always looks forward to that. So, girls, best of luck to you. Going into, again, I guess maybe get the dates one more time.
Yep, so the dates of the Randolph County Fair are July 16th to the 22nd. I do want to say if you're interested in sponsoring or donating money towards the auction, just reach out to our office. We'll be able to help you get a hold of our sale committee. That's one way that we really like to recognize our kids. They put an emphasis on the 10-year members, and also just, you know, last year we had more donations than we thought we'd ever be able to have during a COVID year. So we appreciate that. If you're interested in donating, please reach out. Our auction is not until the 22nd, so you still have time if you'd like to donate money towards our 4-H members.
A very worthy cause. That wraps it up for this week's show. Good luck, girls.
Thank you. Fair week.
And hope it's a very successful event, as it always is. So that wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time, everyone. Until then, everyone stay healthy and stay safe.
This has been the Farm Doctor Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.